From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour with the latest twist in the tale of an American diplomat in Afghanistan. The diplomat is Peter Galbraith. Earlier this year, he was fired from the United Nations mission in Afghanistan. The latest twist is that he apparently tried to hatch a plan to force Afghan President Hamid Karzai to resign. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When Peter Galbraith was fired, he said it was because he had a dispute with the head of the UN in Kabul, a Norwegian diplomat named Kai Eide, about how to handle allegations of fraud in the elections. Galbraith, a former U.S. ambassador to Croatia, accused Eide of covering up fraud. Now, UN officials tell the New York Times that one of the reasons Galbraith was fired was because he was planning to use his White House connections to get backing for a plan to replace Afghan President Hamid Karzai. In an interview today, Galbraith says he discussed this idea with Kai Eide, but was only making suggestions about how to resolve a complicated political situation in Kabul.
This was an internal, private discussion on how to avoid a constitutional crisis created by the fact that the president's term had expired in May 2009, and now this partisan pro-Karzai body that was running the elections was proposing that the runoff be held a year later, in circumstances where it was clear that the Afghan opposition and a large part of the Afghan people would not have accepted that result.
Galbraith says there was no plot to oust President Karzai and no follow-up to that conversation with Kai Eide.
Initially, he responded with interest. He then saw Karzai and he turned completely against the idea, and the idea was dropped at that point. And I left Kabul out of respect for his leadership, because we had an ongoing disagreement about fraud. I thought he was dead wrong, but diplomatic missions are not democracies.
Galbraith left Kabul and later was officially fired. In Kabul, meantime, President Karzai began another term after his main opponent dropped out of a runoff. The Obama administration, which has had a rocky relationship with Karzai, is now pouring more money and troops into Afghanistan. State Department spokesman Robert Wood says this idea Galbraith was suggesting may have been discussed among diplomats at the time of the elections, but he said the U.S. never considered any anti-constitutional actions.
There wasn't any discussions or any plans that the United States government had with regard to Afghanistan other than support for Afghanistan's constitutional processes.
Today, UN officials had little to say about the whole dispute because Galbraith is taking legal action to contest his dismissal. The head of the UN mission, Kai Eide, is also on his way out and is expected to be replaced early next year. While Galbraith's reputation has been taking a beating, he thinks it's the UN that looks bad.
When I was there, the U.S. was talking about doubling the size of the UN mission. At this point, the U.S. is talking about creating a separate civilian czar to oversee the civilian reconstruction, humanitarian, and development programs, that is taking away the functions that were supposed to be carried out by the United Nations.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton recently told NPR that she and her colleagues are looking for a better way to coordinate international aid to Afghanistan and hope to come up with something before a conference in London next month. But despite what Galbraith suggested, Clinton said that the UN could be a natural fit for this role. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.